Station number 11478.
Mr. Grey, Reel 4. Which other days do you remember particularly in the Blitz, apart from the first day?
Well, I remember one night when there was a stick of bombs landed right across the flats where I lived, and one landed on an auxiliary fire station, killed all the crews there, and another hit the block of flats and killed six or seven women who had gone in there in a lull in the bombing to make tea, to take down the shelter. And I remember going out to the, after hearing the bombs dropped, going out to the auxiliary fire station and seeing all the dead bodies lying in amongst the girders from the fire station. And the next morning seeing the women laid out on the forecourt of the block of flats, and that would have been probably December 1940.
Where was that?
But every other night was the same, was just every night they came over. And you go out the next morning, you'll find another building gone down or another row of shops, you know, destroyed. And but you got used to it. You know, funnily enough, after about 3 months, they just became, if Jerry never come over, you thought he was on holiday. You know, you got a night's sleep without being disturbed.
What was the spirit of people in Canning Town in the Blitz?
Oh, quite good. Yeah, you know, morale was quite high. Yeah, yeah, I don't think there was any. Certainly nobody was saying, let's put up a white flag and turn it in. There was never, ever that, you know. I don't ever remember anyone even contemplating sort of England giving in the war, you know, or surrendering. Spirit was quite high, I think. Everybody used to sing in the shelters. They'd be a bit sad if they lost someone, you know, or their house had got blitzed again. But other than that, I think morale was good. No problems.
Did you use the shelters?
Some of the time, yeah. If they were particularly heavy ones, we'd dive down to the shelters, but a lot of the time we'd just sleep indoors. You know, you got used to hearing a bomb, say, land a mile away. That didn't worry you. It was only those what landed in the next street. And then, then you would go down to the shelter. And they were only surface shelters. I don't think they would have stopped a lot in any case.
Which shelter did you use?
The surface shelter at the back of the block of flats I lived in, at Belmont Road.
What condition were the shelters in?
They were just two rows of brick and concrete roof, just like a toilet you would see in the streets now. That's all they were, was two blocks of bricks, a concrete roof, probably reinforced roof, and that was it. I don't think they had anybody here had any idea what an air raid shelter should be. I mean, when you see German ones, raid shelters, you know, about 20 foot under the ground. I mean, they were as shelters. But Alan wouldn't have stopped hardly anything, I don't believe.
Were there any facilities in the shelters?
No, none at all. No.
Were they dirty and insanitary?
Yeah, oh yeah, they were. They, you know, they were damp, and before the Blitz started, you know, kids had used it, toilets and all that. But because early on nobody ever thought we were going to get bombed, and when we did, we had to use them. But there was no facilities there at all. You just used to put your sleeping bag or blanket, whatever you had, on the floor, on the concrete floor.
Was there any looting in the Blitz of people stealing
no.
things from damaged houses?
Certainly not. Ordinary people, no. It might have been organised crime, but certainly not amongst... no, they would have got done up if they had gone in other people's houses. It's quite a strong sort of... You know, nobody would dare go into somebody else's house. They just wouldn't think of it, you know. They would have been thinking murder if they had. You know, some of us would have grabbed hold of someone and that would have been it. No, I don't think anybody ever looted, not to my knowledge, you know.
What did you think of the emergency services, how they performed?
Oh, quite good. Yeah, I thought they did adequate. The firemen were marvellous, I thought. Ambulance, yeah, you couldn't fault anyone, I don't think. I think they did as well as could be expected, you know. Very good.
Was there any tendency to blame the government or the RAF for lack of
protection? No, none at all, no. I mean, we was all glad to hear our own ACAC opening up, but I understand since that they weren't very successful. It's just someone was hitting back at them, you know, and no, there was, I think you read nowadays about people's blaming Churchill and blaming that, but I never, don't remember that ever happening. You know, we was in a war and that was it.
What did people think of the pilots who were bombing you?
Not a lot, really. You never heard, I mean, you heard stories about if one of them landed here, we'd string them up to a lamppost and that, but we never actually saw any, you know, shot down, so no, there wasn't, they didn't moan about them or anything. It's amazing, really, you just took it for granted. You know, we're going to get bombed tonight, and that's it. There's no shaking your fist up and all that, none of that at all. I think a lot of it been exaggerated since the war.
What about this phrase that people say that we were all one in the Blitz?
Yeah,
that true?
That's true, yeah. Yeah, everybody helped each other out. You know, I mean, if you was making a cup of tea, you would take down as many teas as people were there. And if they had a sandwich, they would give it. I mean, I was only 15 or 16 and I was looked after marvellous by complete strangers. Well, you know, lived in the street and that. I didn't have any of my own family there, and no, they looked after me all right. There was that comradeship, I think, amongst civilians.
Did that survive the Blitz?
Not now, is it? No. It's an entirely different game now.
Some people said to me that they thought the Blitz was exciting. Did you feel
that? Well, I found it exciting, yeah. Yeah, I did. Yeah, I don't know why, but I did. If I heard fire engines going somewhere, you know, local, I would dash out, try to see, you know, what had happened and that. Yeah, we did find it exciting. Very, very exciting.
Did you ever use the tubes for shelter?
No, I didn't, no.
Why not?
Well, at Canning Town, they were above ground, there was no tubes there, you know. No, never did.
So London must have looked a hell of a mess.
It certainly did, especially around the East End, yeah. It was in a mess. Everywhere you went was bomb sites and that, you know. It was a terrible state, really. I don't think people nowadays realise the extent of the bombing, you know, how long it went on for and how grim it was and how much damage was done. You know, it's quite a lot.